morning of February 3rd, 2022, former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke was released from Taylorville Correctional Center after serving a little more than 3 years of his 81-month sentence. But back in October of 2014, Van Dyke murdered Laquan McDonald by shooting him 16 times. Van Dyke had been on the scene for less than 30 seconds before he opened fire. In fact, the first shot he fired came 6 seconds after he stepped out of his vehicle. The 17-year-old McDonald had his back turned and was walking away from the police before Van Dyke fired his first shot. Once McDonald fell and was on the ground, Van Dyke subsequently fired 15 more shots, emptying the clip of his 9mm pistol. Initial police reports stated that McDonald was behaving erratically and refusing to drop a knife that he had been carrying, though he wasn't in the near vicinity of any officer to warrant one fearing for their life, as Van Dyke had claimed. 6 months after McDonald's death, the Chicago City Council approved a $5 million settlement to McDonald's family. The deal was finalized after former Mayor Rahm Emanuel won his second term in a runoff election. It took over a year for Van Dyke to be indicted, and only came after a judge ordered the release of dashcam footage from 5 of the 8 squad cars that were on the scene. Van Dyke was charged the same day with first-degree murder. Anita Alvarez, the Cook County State's attorney at the time, had viewed the footage weeks after the murder and only released it hours before the court order. A week before the footage was released, Emanuel said it would be premature to release it because of the ongoing FBI investigation. After turning himself into authorities, Van Dyke was held in Cook County Jail for 6 days without bail. On November 30th, 2015, he posted $150,000 of the $1.5 million bail that he was granted. Emanuel fired Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy the day after. A little more than 2 weeks later, Van Dyke was indicted by a grand jury on 6 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of official misconduct.
Chicago Police Department has always killed black and brown people. This is the same department.
He pleaded not guilty to these charges, and it took more than 3 years for him to be charged with second-degree murder and 16 counts of aggravated battery, one for each shot. The re-election campaign, the $5 million settlement, the delayed release of the dashcam footage, and the firing of McCarthy have led many to believe that the city attempted to cover up the murder of Laquan McDonald. At least that's what many were saying outside the Dirksen Federal Building on the afternoon of February 3rd. A sizable crowd of protesters stood in the plaza calling for Van Dyke to be brought up on federal charges. The NAACP, the National Alliance Against Racism and Political Repression, Jesse Jackson, and the Rainbow Push Coalition all called on John Lausch, the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Illinois, to indict Van Dyke under the federal statute Title 18, Section 242, or the deprivation of rights under color of law.
We're demanding a full-scale investigation and prosecution. Now, we also made this demand in 2016, so we're asking the Department of Justice to give us a status on it. We want to go forward with this. Under federal statute, Title 18, Section 242, he can be indicted for murder,
yes,
tried and prosecuted, and that's exactly what we want. That's exactly what we want, and we're not asking this.
Section 242 states, acts under color of law include acts not only done by federal, state, or local officials within their lawful authority, but also acts done beyond the bounds of that official's lawful authority, if the acts are done while the official is purporting to or pretending to act in the performance of his or her official duties. Furthermore, it is not necessary that that crime be motivated by animus toward the race, color, religion, sex, handicap, familial status, or national origin of the victim. Since Van Dyke was only brought up on state charges, it is still possible for him to be brought up on federal charges. Protesters rallied against the apparent injustice of police brutality and treatment of black and brown people.
Why do these white men continue to kill our children? You never saw a black officer shoot a white boy that was unarmed.
others voice how they felt to be black in a system that not only fails to protect its black citizens, but punishes them for being so.
I can say that this oppressed system, enough is enough. For one, it is sickening to me that you can't even live, you can't even have a peace of mind without being prey, without being the victim, without being just with a target on your back. When you're this skin color right here, you have a target on your back. Every time I walk down the street when the squad car passes me, I feel intimidated. I feel uncomfortable. I don't trust the badge because I know the root behind a badge. You Klansmen.
Gregory Sherman, the director of community outreach for Ex-Cons for Community and Social Change, offered a saddening comparison.
Today is one of America's worst days in history. This officer shot this black boy 16 times. He got out of jail after doing less time than black and brown people do for marijuana charges. Do you understand? It is people locked up currently right now for weed who did more time in Chicago, more time in Illinois than Jason Van Dyke did for execution. Enough is enough.
During the protest, 9 people, or the Laquan 9, were arrested for trespassing inside the federal building. What that trespassing consisted of was locking arms with one another, standing alongside one of those belts that direct the flow of traffic in a line, and calling for the same thing that protesters outside were saying: that Van Dyke be brought up on federal charges. Each member of the Laquan 9 was fined $200 and told to, quote-unquote, stay away from the federal building for 60 days. Shortly after their arrest, the crowd took to the street to shut down traffic heading north on Clark near the intersection of Dearborn. Not only were they calling for Van Dyke to be indicted, but they were now calling for the release of the 9 protesters that were arrested and being held on the 14th floor of the federal building. Word got out that some had been released, so the protesters vacated the street and moved back to the front of the building where McConnell's family had begun speaking to the media. Jason Van Dyke, who so clearly took the life of the 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, sat in prison for a shorter time than many black and brown men who have been charged with what is now considered in Illinois to be a misdemeanor offense. After his release from prison, the Illinois Department of Corrections withheld his whereabouts from their website. This is unusual because any former inmate's location can be found within the Federal Bureau of Prisons website. If you type in his last name or his IDOC number, which is Y43277, nothing comes up. The website shows the location of disgraced Governor Rob Blagojevich, the Unabomber Ted Kaczynski, and any other mass murderer you can think of. But for whatever reason, Van Dyke can't be found.